We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud. Ubishvil ze, Me'ein Moshe Rabbeinu Harbe Bishlichusoi, Kisheshochei Hashem Yisborach Lohitzias Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Now you'll be able to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu refused so many times Hashem's request when Hashem was sending him to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. V'toan kama tainos, and Moshe Rabbeinu came up with many arguments. He was arguing with Hashem repeatedly, again and again, trying to get out of this mission. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "V'omru li mashmoi." The people are going to ask me, "What's his name?" Moimra lehem. What am I going to say to them? I don't have the answers. V'hein lo yaminu li. They're not going to believe me. V'hein harbe. This went on for a long time. Moshe Rabbeinu kept refusing. Ad shebesoif omar, till in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Shlach no biyad tishloch." Hashem, why don't you send the one who you're going to send? Why send me? Send the one who you're going to send in the future. Send Mashiach. Ki yoda, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well, shekoshe ma'oid lahachnis hadas b'Yisrael, that it's very difficult for a tzaddik to put das into the Jewish people. Ki adayin lo kitchu es atzmon koroi, because the Jews haven't purified themselves yet properly. In order to receive das in a good, healthy way, you have to first purify yourself. You have to purify the shivas haneiros. You have to scream to Hashem a lot. Ki yodua, because it's very well known, she Yisroel oz lo yhoyu adayin ruyin legula, that at that time when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people, they were not ready yet. They weren't ready, they weren't worthy yet to be taken out of Golus. Kama shekosu b'Yecheskel b'simen tezayin, as the Pasuk says in the Novi Yecheskel, chapter 16, u'bamayim lo yruchatzti lemishi, I had not yet cleansed myself, washed myself off with water. Ad v'chulu, etc., etc. The pasuk continues over there. Ad v'evor elayach, until the pasuk says, I passed over you. V'erech mizboiseses bedomayech, and I saw you swimming in your blood, in your bloody mess. I saw that you were not clean yet. You weren't ready. Al kein hoyokoshe ma'oid lahachnis bohem hadas u'amiti. That's why it was very difficult for the tzaddik, for Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to teach Klal Yisrael at that point in time true das. Shebozeh hoyotolui kol gulosam kanal. And we learned earlier that geula is dependent on shleimus hadas, tikkun hadas. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Jews aren't holding by that yet. They're very far from that, and they're very far from being ready for shleimus hadas. Avla shemisporach hichrichoi leilech. However, Hashem forced Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem insisted that Moshe Rabbeinu go ulohoyer bohem adas, and Moshe Rabbeinu do whatever he could to shine das into the Jewish people ulohitziyam, and to take them out of Egypt. Ki chom al aleihem, because Hashem had pity on Klal Yisrael bischus avos, because of the merit of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, v'dileg al haketz, and Hashem skipped over. Hashem broke the rules. He didn't wait for the date, the actual date when they were supposed to leave. Hashem changed the date. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, koil doidi hine zebo medaleg al hehorim mekapetz alag voice. The voice of my beloved is coming, jumping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and the Gemara says, this shows that Hashem didn't walk regular when it came to taking the Yidden out. Hashem jumped the gun, as we say. He took them out before they were ready. Ki Hashem Yisporach ro, she'im lo yor bohem hadas klal, Hashem saw that in the state that the Jewish people were in at that time in Egypt, if Hashem is not going to shine upon them any das, imkein meheichon yizku legula, how in the world are they going to be zoicha to get out? Kiro sheyef shelahamten begulosam achikachu eshivas haneris koroi, bo'ifen shiu reuyim lahasoga samakifin alidei kiddushosam, Hashem saw that he can't wait to take them out until they first purify the seven openings of their head properly, so that by purifying themselves, they'll qualify for the Hasoga Samakifin, they'll qualify for that high level of Das, Ki Yef Shalahamten Alzeh, because we can't wait for that. Ki Habaldovor Mizgaber Moid, because the Yetzirah was very, very strong. The Chas V'Shalom Ba'arichas Hazman Yishtaku Legamri Begolus. And if Hashem waits any longer, the Jews will be buried permanently in exile, in the Golus and the Zuamas Mitzrayim and the filth of Egypt, Chas V'Shalom. Kemuva, as is brought in the Sforim HaKadoshim. She'im hoyu Yisrael chas v'shalom mismamim oid kerega b'mitzrayim. It's brought that if the Jews would have waited even a drop more in Egypt, hoyu nishorim mishukom sham chas v'shalom, they would have remained there permanently. There would have been no way. They would have crossed certain lines after which they couldn't be taken out chas v'shalom. This is the secret of what it says in the Chumash. They couldn't wait. Therefore Hashem took pity on us. And Hashem skipped over the line. Hashem didn't wait for the designated time when the Jews were supposed to go out. And Hashem shone upon the Jewish people a light of Das through Moshe Rabbeinu, an incredible light. Even though our deeds did not justify Hashem shining that light upon us, we weren't really deserving of it yet. And this is what inspired us to return to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Moshcheni, draw me close to you, Acharecha Narutza, I will run after you. Ukeen Shepirish Rashi Sham, Ayin Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, meaning Hashem had to make the first move. Moshcheni, draw me close to you, pull me, don't wait for me to come, grab me and give me a schlep. And after that first schlep, once you give me a schlep, I'll come running. The rest of the way I'll run. Aval adayin hoyu lehem bechira gedoyla. However, the Jews still had free choice in a very big way. Ki adayin hoyu kosho lehem kushyos amavuchos harbe. Because they still had many questions, many things they didn't understand about Hashem, about Tzadikim. Ki adayin lo hisigu hamakifin koroi. Because they had not yet attained the makifin through the proper procedure. Ki lo hoyu ruyin lehem. They weren't qualified for that. Machma shalei kitshu adayin shivas aneros. Because they had not yet purified their shivas aneros. Kigam heoras vehisnoitetzus hadas shehisiku, hoyogam came bederech chesed verachamim lifnim mishura sadin kanal. Because this light that Hashem shined upon them, and this little bit of das that Moshe Rabbeinu did give them at that time, was also an act of kindness. It wasn't something that they deserved or were just, it was justified in any way. It was purely an act of chesed v'rachamim, where Hashem went beyond the law. Lifnim ishura sadin. Hashem treated us much better than what we deserved. Umizeh bo kol hanesyoinois horabim shenisu es Hashem yisborach v'hirharu achar Hashem yisborach v'achar Moshe. And this was the cause of all the tests and the trials and tribulations that the Jews went through in the desert, whereby they tested Hashem, and they doubted Hashem, and they doubted Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki hakol nimshach mebechino hanal. All of it came from what we just explained. Machma shelo zochu lahasogas hamakifim bishleimus. Because they had not achieved the full das that they were supposed to achieve, all the makifin that they were capable of achieving. Because they had not yet purified themselves properly. And the main thing that helped the Jewish people was, despite the fact that they had not achieved that full level of das, rubam kekulam nisharu alamdam, the main thing that helped them, that majority of them did make it, they did make it through the desert, they didn't give up their faith in Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't get themselves killed with Koirach and with the Mesoinanim and with all the different mistakes that were made along the way, who zechus avoisam was the merit of their forefathers, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, all the tefillos and all the mitzvahs that Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov had done, v'ribui hatzaokos shetzaku al Hashem, and the many screams and the many hours of crying that they cried out to Hashem. Kama shekosu shom, as it says over there in the Parsha, v'gam hakimoisi es brisi, that Hashem said, I fulfilled my covenant, my promise that I made to your forefathers. Vegamani shomati es nakas bnei Yisrael. And I have also heard the cries of the Jewish people. So the Torah makes it very clear that these were the two things that helped us, that helped those people who made it. Ki ikar hoiloda samoichin mitalum osam hu al yidei atzokav kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main thing that helps bring the moichin out of their state of hiding is screaming and crying out. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol ze tzorich kol odom leida b'chol zman. And this is something that every single person has to know in every single generation. She'kol ze oiver gamato al kol echod v'echod. This whole story about being in Egypt and getting out of Egypt, every single Jew in every generation experiences this. Umaskil al dovor toiv hechofetz bemes lamitoi yovin mize eitzois vehischaskus leskarev lenukudas emes. And a person who has sechel, an intelligent person, who wants the truth, who is really seeking the truth, will understand what we're saying here, and they'll be able to draw advice for themselves, how to help ourselves in the golus that we find ourselves in and what we're going through. And when he sees that he has questions and he has all kinds of things that are confusing him, he doesn't know which way to what to do, he'll realize kama v'kama hu tzorich litzoik l'Hashem Yisborach, how much he has to cry out to Hashem. Ki al yidei tzo'oko moilidin ha-moichin mita'alumasam. Because again, it's through screaming and crying out to Hashem, that's how a person gives birth to these moichin. That's how a person brings these moichin out of hiding. That's how the person gets the das and the seichel that they need, that will solve all their problems, both physically and spiritually.